Welcome to Take the Upgrade podcast. I'm Julie.
And I'm Carrie, and we are sisters passionate about helping others rise to the next level. We are the co-founders and owners of The Natural Shift, and we created this podcast with you in mind. Each week, we will share simple tips that are easy to implement or an inspiring interview, all with the same intention, to raise the collective and to help you step into your best life.
We are so excited to have you join us. Get ready to create real progress and lasting change. So let's get started. My good friend Carrie Veach is joining us for the podcast today. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about Carrie. Carrie is a mindset coach who helps driven and heart-centered souls move through their fears to create a life that they are wildly obsessed with. She also owns a gluten-free travel business because she refuses to let dietary restrictions stand in the way of anyone's dreams of traveling the world. Few things have transformed her life quicker than healing her gut by going gluten-free and stepping into a regular mindset practice. She is obsessed with community, travel, sweating it out daily, her morning coffee, and stepping into endless possibilities. Carrie, welcome to the podcast. We are so excited to have you on. And I want to tell the listeners just for a minute how you and I met, because I think it's so unique. And I think everybody needs people like you in their life, and how I want people to know how they can meet other people the way that we met. So Carrie, myself, and two other amazing ladies are in a group, a tribe, a mastermind, like whatever you want to, whatever term you want to call it. We're just kind of supporting each other. We met through a book club, really. And we meet every other week online to just talk about life and how we can support each other. And it's just been so amazing. And in a minute, Carrie's going to tell you exactly where she is at in the world. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe this. So I'm so, so excited to have you on today. So let's just start by you telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, about your background, college, career, and I want you to tell them where you are at in the world right now.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. And yeah, so I am calling in from Hanoi, Vietnam. So halfway around the world. And I'll get into a little bit about that later. But first, a little bit about me. I grew up in the Midwest. So born and raised in St. Louis. And lived a pretty stable, non-moving life, which has turned into the complete opposite in my adult life. But I started college in California, went to Pepperdine in Malibu, and then I ended up back in the Midwest and graduated back home in Missouri. And then I went to graduate school up in Seattle, Washington. So I lived on the West Coast for a number of years. I went to grad school up there, and then I lived in California another time. And then I moved to Colorado and lived there for seven plus years before I took a really big leap and moved to South Korea. And now I am traveling full time and have been to, this is my sixth or seventh country so far this year in 2018.
Wow. I mean, that is amazing. And I just want to say, like, I commend you for just going for it, you know, because a lot of people might have a dream like that. Like, oh, you know, I want to go and travel and see the world and do all these amazing things, but don't really step out into the fear that's there, you know, so that they can accomplish their dream. So that is amazing. I love it. We are going to talk today about mindset. And I know that's something that as a group, our group, we talk a lot about, we're all working on, but this is something that you have really become passionate about sharing with others, right? About how they can develop their mindset and how important mindset is. So for those listeners, I want to start by, let's just telling the listeners a little bit. I want you to describe really what mindset is, because some people really don't even know what we're referring to when we say that. You know, if they're not that far along in the journey and are working on their mindset, what does that even mean?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. So I have a master's in counseling. So I graduated a decade ago with a degree in counseling. And, you know, I've always been fascinated by the study of people and the brain and everything that goes into who people are and what makes them tick. But it's been a really big shift for me, more from just solely focusing on kind of the therapeutic model into more mindset and getting into meditation and that realm. And so for me, I think the simplest way that I understand mindset is just your thoughts and beliefs that you have in terms of how you see the world. And I think that, you know, you can go into more depth with that, but just on the surface, I think that's kind of the easiest way to explain it. So it's your outlook on life, essentially. Like, how do you approach life and what lens do you see it through?
Sure, absolutely. So really it's how we see things every day, how we see the world, but then also, and this may be going a little bit deeper, but also the things that we are subconsciously thinking, saying to ourselves, which if people aren't aware and in tune to that, they don't really even know what that means. But once you become in tune, it really can change everything. Once you realize, what are the things that I'm thinking constantly and saying to myself, you know, subconsciously, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it really comes down to paying attention and becoming aware of what those thoughts are, you know, as you mentioned, because I think so many people walk through life just unaware, and it's no fault or judgment. It's just once you become aware, you're able to enter into different depths of the mindset work and different levels of opportunities is how I see it, of the way in which you can operate in the world. And so I really know that we can rewrite whatever that story is that you're telling yourself. And that's really the piece that I've gotten so into in the last couple of years, and that has transformed my way of being in the world, that I'm sure I learned somewhere along the way, but I wasn't as aware of it. Especially in my training with therapy, I wasn't in that space. I didn't necessarily have the capacity then to understand in the way that I do now, that you get to choose how you view the world. And, you know, it's a scary thing, because we want to give that power away. We want to say it's not our fault, it's not our choice, you know, circumstances dictate how I feel, how I act, how my life is. And yet ultimately, you have the capability to change your life at any moment.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. You know, and what you said is so key. Awareness is step number one. You have to become aware of what you're thinking, what you're telling yourself, how you're viewing the world, how you're viewing circumstances that you're in. And that's when then you can make a conscious choice to change things and to shift things if you don't like the way things are going. If you don't like the way, you know, you're viewing things or the things that you're telling yourself. And I can just about guarantee every single person tells themselves negative things that aren't true on a daily basis that they're not even aware of, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that's helped me in that space is, of course, as you become aware, because you can't change it without awareness, but as you become aware of those things, of really trying to be an observer of your life and viewing it as, how would I interact with anyone else that I care about in this situation? Because we're so much harsher to ourselves. We say worse things to ourselves. We would never say the kinds of things we say to ourselves to other people. Yeah. I just know that. And so, you know, as you're able to kind of emotionally step outside of yourself and listen to the tapes that are playing in your head or write them down. You know, for me, journaling is really important in this process. And you're able to, in a moment where you feel upset by something or down on something, write it all out. And then when you do feel like you're in a better headspace, you're able to come back and look at it and say, well, that's crazy. I don't actually think this. Or I would never say that to one of my closest friends or family. And be able to reframe it in a way that then you can change your thinking.
Yes, yes. I love that. So you've already actually given some really good tips. And we talked just a little bit about this, but why is mindset so important? I mean, just kind of, we kind of touched on that, but just kind of recap, why is this something that people really need to take seriously, to examine in their lives and to try and shift?
I honestly think it's the most important thing in life, or at least top of the list of things that are most important, because it's one of the only things you can actually control. So, you know, the saying that when you're able to control your mind, you can do anything is very true, because you will essentially have this shield around you, because people are going to say negative things to you. You're going to have bad things happen. You're going to have circumstances that we cannot control. They're going to happen. It's life. And so when you're able to develop that skill and have a mindset that can withstand anything, it doesn't matter what comes your way. You're able to handle that in just a more appropriate way, in a way that you will feel empowered in who you are as a person, versus if you don't have that skill, when those bad things happen, when somebody says something negative about you, whatever it is that happens, it's going to crush you. And, you know, when you develop that skill, you're able to bounce back and just say, nope, this is who I am. This is what I'm here to do. And you can say whatever you want, but I know that this is my mission in life.
Yes, yes, I love that. You know, I was listening this morning actually to a podcast, and one of the things that was being discussed was, you know, we get to choose how we react to situations, right? And this kind of goes along the lines of working on our mindset, because when we choose to react in a positive way, we reflect back positive things to us. You know, if we choose to react in a negative way, then we're probably going to get some negative back to us. And I think that that is so key. I think about that a lot. Carrie, I know you don't have kids, but this could apply to anyone. But I think about that a lot in how I choose to respond to my kids.
Sure.
In fact, this morning I fussed at my daughter a little bit before school because she didn't have some things together that she was supposed to. And after school, after I dropped her off, was when I listened to that podcast and I thought, you know, had I chosen to respond maybe in a different way, because then she got defensive and she got aggravated, you know, and so I thought, okay, and that's really what it's about. It's about the journey of, you're not always going to get it right, that's for sure. But making the changes when you see, when you're aware, when you see, okay, next time I need to make a different choice. I need to choose differently how I react or how I'm thinking so that I get different results, right? Because if you're not aware and you don't make a conscious choice, you're going to keep getting the same results that maybe you don't want.
Absolutely. And I think, especially with what you just said, and that's how I think of it too, because we're never going to get it right 100% of the time. But it's those moments of how do you talk to yourself when you know you've messed up, or you know you have said something you wish you wouldn't have said. Do you sit and blame yourself? Do you beat yourself up? Or do you say, of course, I want to be better and I want to make different choices next time, but there's nothing else I can do except apologize, or whatever the steps are in that moment. And choose not to sit in that space as well. Because I think that's equally important in the process, right? Of as we learn, as we become aware, we're able to bounce back quicker. We're able to say, no, this is not how I want to react in situations. And so I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up. I'm just going to be even more aware for next time so that I can interact differently.
Yes, absolutely. Because it just in that example that I gave, it would have been really easy for me to sit there and say, gosh, well, I hope she doesn't have a bad day because we had this conversation. And I mean, you know, you just play all these things out in your head. And yep. I have learned, and yeah, no, I'm certainly not perfect, obviously, or I would not have made that choice. But, I have learned to just kind of give myself some grace and say, okay, you know, I'm human. I make mistakes. Now I'm aware I have to just, you know, be better and make a different choice next time. So, awesome stuff. Now I want you to tell listeners, because I think it's so important that we talk about how sort of, how these things can be, applicable in our lives. So first, if you can tell us how working on your mindset has changed things for you, to kind of give people an idea of how this, you know, how does this really happen and what it's done for you in your life?
Sure. Gosh, I could talk all day on it. Honestly, it's done so much. I mean, I think, and then there's also the aspect of where my life is currently that ties into that. I think, you know, I think I was in a pretty just negative kind of space. A little over a year ago, and I knew that I needed to make some changes, and I'm always an action person that I refuse to dwell and I refuse to sit in stuff for too long, but I knew I needed to make some big changes in my life. And so I decided to move to South Korea and move halfway across the world because I didn't want to sit in the negativity any longer. You know, not all my friends, but the majority of my friends are married with kids and just living lives that are very different than mine. And I love them. And yet I couldn't stay in that environment and be the person that I knew I wanted to be. And so it was a choice and a decision then, but I still had a lot of just roadblocks in terms of, I think, what I thought about other people. And so I had to really develop a daily mindset practice in order to let go of judgment, to let people really live their lives of how they want to live them so that I could live mine how I want to live my life. And I didn't want to be resentful. I didn't want to be bitter. I wanted to be excited and happy for people. You know, I kind of joke, but it's doing things that I always thought I wanted. And now I'm in a very different place that I'm extremely happy and can't imagine my life back home, you know, and mm-hmm. It's just kind of funny how life goes in that sense. And I know the flip side, people look at my life and they are jealous of me traveling all the time and doing what I'm doing. But even in saying that, that was one of the things I really started to focus in on my vocabulary and my thoughts. And so I had listened to a lot of podcasts, read a lot of books, and talking about eliminating certain words and phrases from your vocabulary. And so some of them were things like, oh, I wish I could, or must be nice, or if only, you know, just those things that are so subtle, but I noticed were creeping into my life a lot. And so I made a very conscious decision to eliminate those things entirely from my life. And it took some time. And, you know, of course, I still have moments where things creep in, but for the most part, they're gone. They're really just gone. And I get very excited about what people are doing. And I know it's because I really took to heart letting go of judgment and letting go of those phrases. And I think that's essential along with a mindset practice. Because I think if you're judging other people, you're never going to love yourself in the way that you ultimately want to, and that you can then show up in the world as the best version of yourself.
Yes. Yes. I love that so much. You know, talking about our words and how powerful they are, we know, and I mean, if anybody has worked on, you know, personal development, mindset, I mean, we know how powerful our words can be. And this kind of just goes back to, like you said, you eliminated some words from your vocabulary, but, and this is probably getting into even a whole nother conversation, but affirmations are huge. And some people,
yep.
you know, some listeners might not even know what that is, but that's basically just speaking positivity every day. And it might not even be something that you believe. Just to give you just a very small example, I, for the longest time, would beat myself up and say, I'm so impatient. I'm not patient. I wanted to be, but I would constantly tell myself how impatient I was with anything, especially with my kids in terms of a response that I would give them or something that they wanted me to do. And so once I really started looking and developing my mindset and looking at, you know, positive affirmations, I would just wake up, and I still do this. I don't do it every single day now, but I still do this a lot. Wake up every day and tell myself, I'm patient. I'm patient. And just saying it, it sounds silly to people who have not done it, because it used to sound really silly to me.
Yep.
You know, like, what? But there's actually neuroscience behind that, that it's like you trick your brain into believing these things, and you start exhibiting that behavior the more that you tell yourself these positive things, that you are blank, whatever it is you want to be, whatever that thing is, even if it feels like a lie at first, even if it feels like this is really not me, just do it. Just try it. What do you have to lose? And I mean, for me, it's made a really big difference.
Absolutely. I mean, the research is showing your subconscious does not know the difference. It really does not know the difference. And so it's almost like you're tricking your subconscious into believing it as you're trying to believe it too, because maybe you don't believe it at first, but eventually you do.
Right.
And it will transform your life.
Yes, I love that. So you mentioned, I actually wrote this down as you were speaking, you mentioned that you have developed a daily mindset practice. So I want to kind of give the listeners a little bit of advice about how they can start to change their mindset. What are some of the first steps that people can take, and maybe even talk a little bit about what your daily mindset practice is, just to give them an idea of what this would look like?
Yep. So one of the biggest things that I have borrowed from a course that I took earlier this year was waking up, and the first thing you do is a morning mantra. So it feels kind of woo-woo and out there. I mean, a lot of this can, and you know, a couple of years ago, I would have thought the same. But essentially, so that the first thing and the first thought that you have is something positive. And it can be anything. So, for example, it could be, I am abundant. I am happy. I'm going to have the best day of my life. You know, it could be anything, very short sentence, but something in the present tense that is positive and that will set yourself and your brain up for success. So that's been something I've been doing every day since I took this course in the spring. But then what I do is I started a gratitude journaling practice. Mm-hmm. I am actually coming up on 1 year of every single day. I have not missed a day. And it's not out of obligation, but it's just out of, I can't imagine my life without it anymore. You know, because I was in just a lot of negativity, and it's easy to get focused on the external things of what we don't have. And yet when we focus our energy, you know, the whole law of attraction, of the principles of things, regardless of what you believe, I've come to believe it is really true. What you focus on expands.
Yes.
And so if you're focusing on the negative, you're going to see more negative. Mm-hmm. If you're focusing on the gratitude, you will see more positive things. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I started gratitude journaling, and it can be as simple as writing down 3 things every single morning that you're grateful for. But I mean, those are just, I feel like, bare bones. If you did that, you would set yourself up for success, you know, because I think a lot of people's excuse, or I understand it's their version of reality, but I still think we tell ourselves a lot of excuses, but they don't have time and they can't do it in the morning. But this could literally take you 2 minutes. You can say your affirmation and write down 3 things you're grateful for. You know, you can do that very quickly.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that would be my biggest piece of advice in terms of starting a practice. I think if you want to develop it more, I think that there's a lot of power in meditation and visualization. I think both of those are extremely powerful practices. But if you're looking to start small, you know, and I really think three things you're grateful for, five things, something very manageable that you could do on a daily basis.
I love that. And I would certainly agree. And as you mentioned, some people, you know, might say, well, I don't have time for that. But really, honestly, we have time for what we make time for what's important for us. And we're not talking about a lot of time here, as you said.
Right.
You know, when the alarm clock goes off and you open your eyes, I mean, you can say your mantra right then, you know, right then and there. You set the tone for your day. What do you want to experience? Is it abundance? Is it just joy and happiness? You know, whatever that is. I've been working on this as well, Carrie. I have a journal. I've shared it on my Instagram several times, and I'll actually link to it in the show notes for people who haven't seen that. But it's just a journal that I got off of Amazon. It was like $10. And basically it starts out with a little quote. It's called the 3-minute journal because it literally only takes you 3 minutes. And it starts out with just an inspirational quote. And then you list three things that you're grateful for in your life. And then you list three ways that you are going to move towards your goal today. And then there's a little area that has a blank for someone's name in it. It says, I'm trying to remember how it's worded. Basically, like, who can I add value to today? So maybe that it's, you put someone's name there, you're going to give them a compliment. You're going to send them a nice text, you know, whatever that is. And then at the end of the day, if you choose, you come back and there is a space for three things that you write. Today was great because, and then you kind of reflect back on the day and, you know, the kind of intentions that you set and how the day went and why was today great. And it's just all about gratitude. Like you said, if we get in a state of gratitude, it totally shifts our mindset in a positive way. And that's really, you don't have to have that journal, of course. You could just have a piece of paper and just write it.
Yeah.
I wanted to share that because I really enjoyed having that journal. And I had, you know, a lot of people ask about it when I posted about it, and I really love it. So super, super good advice. So I want to shift just a little bit here and ask you some things that I like to ask our guests on the podcast about taking the upgrade. So for us, taking the upgrade means just making small changes every day in whatever area that might be to get you to your goal. It's about just, you know, taking that step up, that upgrade in, it could be, you know, something that you're eating or exercise or mindset. It could be anything, any area. So what does that kind of mean for you? If I said, well, Carrie, how do you, you know, take the upgrade? What does that mean for you?
I think for me, I think of being a better version of myself each day, you know, of really rising to the occasion. And I think there's a lot of things that that encompasses, but always striving for better. And
yes,
at the same time, always knowing that I am enough just as I am.
I love that because not like beating up on yourself. Striving for better doesn't mean that you say, well, I'm not there and feel bad about it. No, it's kind of that self-acceptance and self-love that I'm on this journey and really will never really arrive, right? Because in my mind, you know, your best is where you're at now, and you're always striving for a better version of that. It's not that where you're at now is bad. It's just that you want to live your best life, your fullest life, right? And that's just a journey that is ongoing, really. So I love that. What would you say is the most pivotal upgrade that you've ever taken that just like really changed everything for you?
I have a couple, but I mean, a big one for me was going to graduate school and making a decision that my family did not agree with, that I had a lot of opposition against me, and me knowing that it was the right decision for me. So that was a really pivotal one. And then also moving to Asia, honestly, that's the other huge one. I can't imagine what my life would look like right now if I had not taken the leap.
Yeah. Gosh. Isn't it amazing when you look back and think, maybe when you did that, you thought, this is crazy. What am I doing? But now to look back and think how happy you are and how much it's changed your life, then it's totally worth it, right? To step out into the fear if it's something that you know you should do.
You know, yes.
Really change everything.
Yes.
I love it. So what are some daily, give us some ideas of some daily non-negotiables that you have that are just shifting you towards the best version of yourself. What are some of those things that you're just like, I'm doing this no matter what happens. I'm not going to, let other things get in the way of this.
So it's not necessarily every day, but it's weekly. I go to the gym 5 days a week. So that, and Monday is my non-negotiable day. I work a very flexible life, but at the same time, that's a day that is a reset day to me. That is always a day I'm at the gym. So doing that is essential. Making sure I'm eating really good foods. I have celiac disease, so I always have to watch what I eat, but making sure I have enough water, enough greens, what I'm putting in my body really matters. And journaling. I mean, that my morning routine, honestly, is a non-negotiable at this point. It really is.
Because you know that it sets you up for an amazing day, right? I mean, yep. I know for me, when I, you know, my non-negotiables are similar, but if I don't stick to those, then my day's just not as good as it potentially could have been.
Absolutely. And sleep, a good amount of sleep is essential for me too.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my goodness. People are so sleep deprived these days because we live such a fast pace, you know, busy life, but it's crucial, at least to so many health issues, if we don't get the proper amount of rest. So what's something that you wish everyone knew that you feel like could really change their lives? So think about if you were kind of talking to a former version of yourself, what's something that you would say to yourself that you feel could change the course of your life?
Honestly, I think it's so simple. It's that you have the ability to change your thoughts at any moment. You can step into a different version of yourself right now. And I know that people taught me this and showed me this, but even honestly, I was watching this video. It's this really great travel video. And the way that they described it, it's so true. And saying there's no big key to understanding it. There's no big secret. You just have to choose happier thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of that simple. Like, how do you want to feel? And, you know, ultimately, I believe we were created to feel good and to feel alive. And we're taught the opposite. And the world, you know, tries to teach us all these things. And yet I know that we came into the world perfect. And if we just believed that we had the power within ourselves to be exactly who we're supposed to be and think that way and go out and know that you are loved and able to do whatever it is that you want to do right now.
That is awesome. Yes. Yes. I'm just like, yes, yes. It's so true. And one thing that you said is simplicity. I think that's where we get caught up in so many things in life. We try to overcomplicate and don't really realize just how simple this can be. It's a simple choice of I'm going to shift my mindset. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to set the tone for my day by speaking positivity. It's that simple. And I think it, like you said, it can so change the course of someone's life if they make that one choice just to speak positivity to themselves, and we'll see positive things come into their life from starting there. Right. And, you know,
exactly.
It just reminded me too, you know, everybody knows that if we want our bodies to feel good, we have to feed and fuel our bodies with healthy stuff, right? Water and greens and fruits and veggies, you know, all the good stuff. But it's the same concept. If you want to have a positive you know, life experience, positive mindset, you have to feed your mind positive stuff. So you have to tell your mind, you know, even if it's tricking your mind into thinking positive things, that's okay. There's nothing, you know, I mean, that's fine. But it's feeding your mind those positive thoughts that really get you to where you want to go. So I think that's so, so important.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I've got a few bonus questions that, okay, that I'd love to ask, because, you know, our guests like you, Carrie, always have such inspirational things to share. I love to know more, just tips on what you're doing in daily life. So the first one is, what book are you reading right now?
Well, I'm still reading Tribe Called Bliss.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's our book that we connected over for everyone that's listening. Lori Harder's book, A Tribe Called Bliss. And it's been amazing. Yeah, we're almost done with that. And then we're going to move on to Rachel Hollis's Girl, Wash Your Face, right? We're going to, there's
yes,
a little study. I know a lot of people have read that, probably a lot of our listeners, but there's actually a little kind of almost like a study that you can do with it where you talk through some of the topics in the book and there's some questions to go along with it. So our group's going to do that. So I'm really excited about that too.
Yes, me too.
So what is something right now that you could not live without? I mean, it could be like a pair of jeans, or I mean, it could be anything. What's something that you're like, I can't live without this right now?
Coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I can live with without most things. I honestly have so few possessions right now. It's the fewest possessions I've ever had in my life. And I love it. There's something so freeing about it. So, but coffee is something I am not willing to give up.
Hey, I'm with you. I love my coffee. I really do. Start my day with it. I love it. Okay. What is something that you wish people knew about you, or maybe that people don't, even your closest friends that don't know about you?
I'm a pretty open book, so I don't know, but a random thing that I love to tell people is I still have a baby tooth.
Really?
Yeah. you know, it's always those three truths and a lie kind of thing. I always use that. I never got a permanent tooth, so I still have a baby tooth, and that's really random, but, I don't know. I mean, I'm very introverted, but at the same time, I feel like all of my closest friends are, it's just, I don't think people understand the difference between extrovert and introvert. I'm very social. I have tons of friends. I love doing things, but I need extended periods of time to myself.
Oh my goodness. That is just so funny that you say that, because I too am an introvert. And honestly, I didn't really understand. I knew that meant that when I was around a lot of people for extended periods of time, while I enjoyed it, it would exhaust me and drain me. And I didn't really I always thought for a long time that introvert meant, well, you know, I'm not social. I don't like to go out with my friends. I don't like to be around people. But when I did, it was like confusing to me. And I was listening to something the other day, and the person was talking about this. People don't understand introvert versus extrovert. Introvert doesn't mean that you don't like to go out with friends. It doesn't mean that you're not social. It means that you get all of your energy from being alone, you know, being alone for whether it's 20 minutes or an hour or whatever, you kind of recharge and get your energy from that. Whereas extroverts get their energy from being around people and in, you know, social settings. So I thought that was that's such a good point. And it's funny that you say that, because it was just the other day I was listening to a podcast that mentioned that.
Yes.
Okay. So what's an area that you struggle with? What's something that you struggle with that every day you're like, okay, I'm trying to make the right choice here. I'm trying to make a better choice, but you just struggle with it.
I think right now I want to do everything. I think I lived for so many, I don't think, I lived for so many years not really loving life in the way that I do now. And so I want to do everything. I don't really have, you know, I don't feel as if I'm missing out on things. You know, they joke about FOMO and, you know, fear of missing out. It's not really that. It's more just, I love what I'm doing. I love life and I want to do everything. And sometimes that leads to not doing things as well as I could if I were able to focus on just, you know, say 3 tasks for the day. So something that I'm trying to do is outsource and understand that, you know, there's only so much I can do by myself.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a hard one. I struggle with that too. I'm kind of like you. I want to do all the things, but it's like, okay, let me just focus in on the 1 or 2 things for now, you know, and then all the others will still be there, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what is your favorite healthy snack or favorite indulgence? It could be either. Like, what's some of your favorite, you know, foods?
One of my favorite staples that I never get sick of is sweet potatoes. I can eat them every day because I feel like they're so versatile. I could have them for breakfast. I can have them for dinner. You know, I could have them as a side, as a main. Mm-hmm. I've been eating them for years. Not every day, but nearly every day.
I love sweet potatoes. I do like a hash in the mornings, often with sweet potatoes and kale and just whatever veggies I have. Really good. I love that. So one of my favorites too. Now, speaking about food, as we kind of wrap up, one thing that we did not mention, and actually I could probably have you back on again to discuss this whole other topic, which maybe we'll do that, is the fact that you did mention that you have celiac. And for those people who maybe don't know what that is, you're basically allergic to gluten, right? Some people have a gluten sensitivity, but celiac, when you have celiac, you can't have any gluten, right?
Correct. So autoimmune disease, and yeah, it is kind of like a silent killer that you don't necessarily know.
And I think there's been a lot more awareness around, you know, there's so many gluten-free options, you know, in the grocery store, gluten-free restaurants. I personally don't have celiac, and I maybe don't even have a gluten sensitivity. However, I do eat mostly gluten-free because I feel better when I do. I can notice a difference. And I think that that's probably true for a lot of people, especially the way, you know, that our food sources are these days. I mean, I think that just if you can avoid a lot of the gluten, whether you have a sensitivity or not, that it's a good thing. So tell us about, you really kind of have another business, I guess I'll call it, with your gluten-free travel. So just tell the listeners a little bit about that, because I think for those who, we have a lot of people that we're friends with that follow us that are gluten-free. And so I think this could be really helpful to them.
Yeah. So I got diagnosed with celiac a little over 7 years ago after many, many years of just misdiagnosed symptoms and struggles. And so I really found just a place that I wanted to help. And I remembered how overwhelming it was when I got the phone call from the doctor telling me that I had celiac. Because it's true, it's one thing to be gluten-free, it's another thing to be celiac, and to have to be so careful about cross-contamination and what you allow in your house and what you do when you go out and all the things that are just challenging, especially when you're first diagnosed and if you don't have people in your world that understand. So last year I started a website and really wanted to start helping people. Because one of my biggest things is I just want to help people live beyond what they feel like their self-imposed limitations are. So whether that's an actual limitation, like I have celiac disease, or it's a fear of travel for a different reason. So I just started a website, started helping, and found just a great community of people, honestly, that I didn't even know I needed. You know, it's one of those things that has been so important and rich in my life, because I have a handful of friends that are celiac, but not a ton because it's, you know, it's still not super common. And it's been a great community of people. And then it's been so fun just to be able to help people understand that you can travel. There are options. It doesn't have to be debilitating in the way that maybe you think it is when you first get diagnosed. So, you know, I could talk on that for a long time too, but basically I have lots of travel guides. I have 100% gluten-free resource that's got over 800 places around the world. I just really want to get resources in the hands of people that want to travel, but have to be gluten-free for whatever reason.
I love that. And that's so, so helpful. We will link to that, to your website, in the show notes so that people can check those out. And then lastly, you are also now doing some mindset coaching. Let's go back to kind of our main topic here, which is on mindset. So how can people find you and connect with you? Is that on your same website for the mindset coaching?
You can find me on Facebook. I mean, you can connect with me through my gluten-free website. I'm still working on the other website, but I do have a Facebook page set up and would love to connect with you. I just launched a new group as well. So I've got a Facebook community of some amazing people in there. And I am launching a mindset journal. Lots of fun things that I'm just very excited about, and very practical tools of ways to, you know, dabble kind of in the mindset world if you're still not sure. Because I understand for some people it feels too out there or too whatever it is, you know, that maybe you're not exactly sure of yet, but I'd love to have a conversation because ultimately, you know, it's the most important thing of how we view the world and how we view ourselves, because our most important relationship is with ourselves.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Well, we will definitely link to your Facebook page and then also, your Facebook group, which is amazing. Carrie's giving so much value. I'm in that group and there's so much value there. So, we'll definitely link to those in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on with us today. This was so much fun. And I'm foreseeing that we have to have you back to talk about gluten-free travel and just what that experience was for you, because I know that that could probably help so many people. So thank you again, Carrie. This has been great.
Thank you, Julie. So much fun.
Thanks for listening to today's Take the Upgrade podcast. To make sure you don't miss any of our episodes, click subscribe now. And if you love today's episode, we would be so grateful if you would share it and leave us a review. If you'd like to learn more about what it means to take the upgrade, including daily tips and inspiration, follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a free ebook waiting for you on the top 3 habits to upgrade your health. You can download that by visiting our website, anaturalshift.com, and opting into our email. Links are in the show notes. And as always, it's those daily choices that lead to real progress and lasting change. Until next time.